Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, indeed, it is the mixtape in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I'm not Figgy Fig. Reginald Atatula, John Lopez, obviously riding side saddle with me. And appreciation of Byron Matthews on the ones and twos, keeping us on the air. Figgy Fig. Took a day off, but it's not just a rest day. He always likes supporting the community. Think about the babies. He was at Kids Meals.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. So just know that Fig, he doesn't just talk about it. He bees about it in a way, right? He is out there supporting Kids Meals because it's a good thing to do, and Fig is that real. Yesterday during the mixtape, though, Figgy did bring us a list of the nicest, right, cities.
Mm-hmm. Friendliest,
there we go.
Yeah.
It feels like the same thing, but I think I get what you're saying. That is fair to make that that clarification. And in there, I think the cities were as follows. You had California was number one.
Mm-hmm.
Raleigh, North Carolina was two. Phoenix was number three. Miami was four. Your great city of Houston came in five, the fifth friendliest city in the United States. Honolulu, Boston, San Jose, Minneapolis, and Denver rounded out the top 10. So there,
and we were good with that.
I thought so.
For the most part, yeah.
I felt good with it. I thought that made sense. Well, today I bring you the unfriendliest cities in these United States. This is actually a top 8 list of the least friendly cities in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a survey, obviously, just following up, that asked residents to rate their own cities on how friendly they are. And we're looking for the least friendly cities in these United States. John Lopez, would you like to play? Also, Byron, did you want to jump in here at all?
Nah, I already seen the list, so.
Oh, okay.
I have not.
Yeah, and it's all you, Lopez.
Just ruined it.
And I wanted to play this game, and obviously it's always your personal experience, or at least from what you heard of, you know, a friend or a relative or whatever that has, you know, relayed these messages about cities. I'm going to say I could be dead wrong on all these. Just my personal experience where I'm like, Detroit, in no particular order.
Detroit is on the list.
It is.
That is number four, Detroit, Michigan.
All right, so I'm not too far off.
Why'd you go with Detroit?
It's kind of cold and spread out.
Oh, so everybody's going to be mad because they cold?
Well, no, not like literally cold, just kind of a cold vibe. Downtown is just now kind of starting to get revitalized.
Yeah, they had a lot of white flight.
Yeah, a lot.
Sent people out to the suburbs. They're just now coming back to the city center.
The neighborhoods, and this is nothing about like, oh, it's dangerous or whatever. I'm talking about just friendliness. People just kind of keep to their own neighborhoods or whatever. So Detroit would be one.
You got number four, Detroit.
This one might be a surprise, but I've always felt this every time I've traveled there. Salt Lake City.
No Salt Lake City. But I mean, we have the rumors of you think about the Jordan flu game, the pizza supposedly being a part of that.
Yeah, and it's not even I hate Salt Lake City because of the Rockets and all that stuff. Yeah, but it's just not a real friendly city. Yeah, just sort of, I don't know what it is. And they got that funky 3.1 beer and all that, and you have to sign up as a club member in order to go into a bar and all this other stuff. I'm going to throw a couple out there, then I want to hear your list.
Okay.
A couple more. So Detroit, Salt Lake City, my personal experience. Believe it or not, because once you're at the parks, it's like, you know, a candy land.
Oh, are you going to say Orlando?
Orlando. Orlando's not a friendly city.
Huh.
It's just everybody in Orlando has gotten there in the last 25 or 30 years, and they don't want to deal with anybody else.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if it's just like it's a perpetual tourist city.
It's a bunch of strip malls.
And they're like, yeah. Why are all of you here?
Yes. Yes. Orlando would be there. And then the other one, San Francisco is not real friendly.
San Francisco does not come up on this list, okay. But San Bernardino, California is on this list, which is not the same area, but mm-hmm. I did want to highlight that. They are third.
So what else?
All right, so on this list, I'll go bottom to top. Number 8 on this list, Seattle, Washington.
That's because of the rain. I like Seattle. But
no, I mean, this is about friendliness, man.
It's a gloomy place.
Okay.
You think it rains a lot in Houston?
I don't think it rains a lot in Houston comparatively.
I don't know if this is still true, but for a while there, Seattle had the highest suicide rate in the country, mostly because it's gloomy and rainy.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
The time.
Yeah. When I used to be an office worker in high school, the woman I used to work for, mm-hmm. she actually used to live in Seattle, and she actually told me about that because my parents are from New Orleans, but before moving to Houston, it was either Houston or Seattle.
Yeah.
But my mom also said, like, there not being a lot of sun, that's why she also chose
Houston. Yeah, it's kind of a gloomy place. Beautiful when it's sunny.
So Seattle is 8. Atlanta, Georgia, 7. Interestingly enough.
I don't buy that one. I've had good times in Atlanta. Good people.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's interesting seeing a southern city on here. Sacramento, California, 6, which honestly... Sure.
Every time I got to Sacramento, maybe this is an indication, I left as soon as I could. I would always, like, whenever we'd, I'd cover games in Sacramento, I'd go to Reno. I'd go trout fishing Truckee, near Truckee, Nevada.
I'll take your word for it because I had never heard that place in my life. Yeah. But I imagine how many of those people in Sacramento want to be there themselves. So how much nice can they get?
I'm good with that one.
They watch the Kings every year. So
obviously, Los Angeles, California at 5.
I could buy that one.
It's a real separated city. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's either in cars or whatever. Mm-hmm. Detroit, we already mentioned. San Bernardino, California, I mentioned. New Orleans, Louisiana at 2.
Get out of here.
They know how to throw a party. I don't know.
They're welcoming.
Yeah, but I don't know.
They were welcoming people.
Although, don't go to the wrong place, New Orleans.
That's every city.
Yeah, but New Orleans got it in a different way, brother. And then finally, Wichita, Kansas, interestingly enough.
Wow.
Scored the lowest in the nation for friendliness. Which I get, I imagine that's they just got sick of y'all talking about ain't no place like home.
That feels
like
the,
I'll fight you.
That feels like the writer just hates Wichita or had a bad experience. Like you have these great big.
Remember this is voted on by a survey. Okay. This is a survey that happened here. So yeah, I was surprised. There's a couple of these that I did not necessarily anticipate. Yeah, Wichita, Kansas, man. I didn't realize that their dot was big enough to be even included in this. But there you go. That's the least friendly city in the nation.
Oh, man.
It is in it's the mixtape right here in the loop. I did want to go back to this because somebody was asking this. I'll sprinkle a little Texas in here. They said the game is against the terrible Titans team. They're not good. How can you judge improvements against a bad team? I do think that... It's less about improvements, more just like proof that they can do some of these things. Because some of these things we just haven't seen. So can you do some of these things against the worst possible opponent? Because if you can't, then I have very little belief that you can do it against any of the other opponents. Talk less of your week 5 opponent being checks notes, Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, man. So let me ask you about that, though, about what the quote texter was asking. I totally agree. It's not so much... All you want to do is be serviceable as a team. That's all you want to see, you know? You don't necessarily need anything spectacular or that. Just be serviceable.
Yeah. All right. Are you college football is such a wild place. Like you said, it's our international soccer. Mm-hmm. Right? Like they do things wild. You've seen it. You've seen the scenes of some soccer stadium
with
smoke and fighting. College football is our American version of that. We get, like you said, mentioned message boards. We get, you know, all sorts of crazy things. And this was just a reminder. It feels like we do this, by the way, like once every couple of weeks or so, every few weeks, we get a reminder of just how wild college football is. So the University of Oklahoma, obviously, they've got a good football team right now, and they're really reveling in it. You're familiar with John Mateer, right?
Mm-hmm. He was the Heisman leader.
He was quarterback of Oklahoma, transfer from Washington State, if memory serves, and he's been good. Like he's been leading them in rushing. He's throwing the football up and down. But he had an injury. He had an injury to his hand. And so he needed to have surgery. And so just yesterday, he sent a tweet that said, "Thank God for a successful procedure, Doc."
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.
Dr. Shen is the GOAT, Boomer Sooner.
Mm-hmm.
So just so you understand how crazy college fans can be, there have been college football fans of the Oklahoma Sooners mm-hmm. on the practice that Dr. Shen runs. They have been adding various different, they've been reviewing his,
oh, yeah.
his surgical center
yeah.
and giving it 5 stars and mm-hmm. putting Boomer Sooner and all sorts of loving mm-hmm. messages there. And then there's been something like this. A gentleman whose name is Carson Grain, who apparently went to Cedars-Sinai Orthopedic Center there in Los Angeles where the surgery was done. And he gave us a little bit of video of what he did out there. This is a little bit of audio from it of Carter Green taking a gift to the doctor of this.
Hi, good morning. I have an appointment today. My friend John's coming in to get surgery today with Dr. Stephen Shen. Is he here in this office?
This is Dr. Shen's office.
Okay, great. I was wondering if I can drop off something for the doctor. Is that possible? Just like a little gift. Right
oh,
there.
This is so cute.
It's just
yeah, for
okay,
you.
But, I really appreciate it.
Who's the patient?
John. His name is John. Yeah, take a pen.
All right, guys, so as you can see, drop off a little gift for the doctor just to make sure that he knows that we are thinking of him. We're counting on him. We know he's going to do some great work today. I'll put a little picture right here so you can see what the gift was. But overall, vibes are high today in Los Angeles. Couldn't ask for anything better. Once again, this is field reporter Carson Graham reporting live on the ground from Cedars-Sinai Orthopedic Center. Vibes are great. Vibes are high. Let's make some great stuff. And let's go, Mike. Why not? Let's have a day. Let's go, Mike.
He's talking as if... he's been, what do they call it, embedded with the troops somewhere?
Yeah.
Reporting live from Cedars-Sinai in LA.
But that's what college football
yes,
does.
Yes, it is.
Is there anything in your life that you love so much that you're like, you know what? I'm going to go find this person that has no relation to me, that I have no yeah. knowledge of, really.
Mm-hmm.
Just go give him a gift because they helped my favorite quarterback. Like, they did the surgery.
I'm going to buy him a gift. I sure as hell hope that he actually is just a Sooners fan that lived in L.A.
Because he didn't travel to L.A.
Because if he also traveled to L.A., then, well, we know we have a real problem. But, dude, that's college football. That's college football fans.
And to take this a step further, which I didn't think would happen, the Oklahoma Attorney General got involved here. He issued an official commendation for Dr. Shen for, quote, single-handedly saving John Mateer's season.
Come on.
A commendation.
Well, he's grandstanding, that one.
But that's...
nevertheless.
But that's what it looks like. Yeah. Like, the Oklahoma Sooners are so integral mm-hmm. to the universe, so the state of Oklahoma's being. You got dudes maybe hopping on a flight, or maybe they just live in L.A., mm-hmm. tracking down the location of the doctor to go give him a gift. You got people getting on Yelp and Google Google reviews mm-hmm. and leaving 5-star reviews. You've got people creating all sorts of memes with the doctor. And you've got the attorney general of the state
yeah.
deciding, you know what? Sending a commendation to you for doing your job in doing surgery on this man's hand.
What if it doesn't take? What if he has a setback? Like, he's like...
oh, yeah.
Like Rodney Dangerfield. Oh, my arm! All of a sudden, he starts...
what happens when it goes the entire opposite way?
What if it goes bad? They know where he is now.
oh, yeah. They've been... Yeah. John Mateer better go out, get back out here. He better not say that he has any level of pain or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, I just can't feel like I'm ready to throw yet. Oh, no. Poor doctor. What's his name?
Dr. Shen.
Dr. Shen.
Yeah. So, just a reminder, College football, man. And to that end, I did go when I was looking up just because it reminded me. I was like, what are some of the wild things that we've had, like stories of college football? You'll remember this with, well, maybe you won't. Mm-hmm. When Johnny Manziel was at A&M, obviously was
fascinated. I do remember that.
We had, well, yes, that of course. the songs and stuff that were made. Do you remember that in honor of A&M's 2013 Cotton Bowl appearance, mm-hmm. there was a San Antonio pizza joint that created a 62-inch pizza in honor of Johnny Football?
I actually do not.
Because, mm-hmm. yeah, 62 inches of pepperoni and cheese pizza just because Johnny Manziel.
Just because, well, that's a good reason. Just say Johnny Manziel. Done. Good reason.
No, college football. That's
college
why.
Football.
Johnny Manziel was good at football. But the things that we did, again, are deeply, deeply mm-hmm. college football. All right, and one more thing that I'll leave you with. This was kind of making the rounds, and I know that Liam Cohen has already responded. They will be facing off the Jaguars against the San Francisco 49ers this week. So Liam Cohen is the offensive play caller, even though he's the head coach, is going to be directly opposite the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. Mm-hmm. And, of course, his name leaves me as soon as I'm about to say it. Please help me out. I'm playing here. Robert Saleh. Jesus.
Oh, I was just thinking about what Liam Cohen said. But, yeah, Robert Saleh. Go ahead, because this is a bizarre one for me.
Robert Saleh, and obviously coordinators talking the week before before the game happens. Listen to what he says about Liam Cohen and what this offense does. This is part one.
You know, Liam and his staff, coming from a couple of guys coming from Minnesota, you know, they've got a really advanced signal stealing type system where they always find a way to put themselves in an advantageous situation. They do a great job with it. They formation you to try to find any nugget they can. So we've got to be great with our signals, and we've got to be great with our communication and to combat some of the tells that we might give on the field. So they're almost elite in that regard. That whole entire tree, from Sean to Kevin O'Connell to all those guys, they all do it. So you know, so there's challenges. They're going to catch us in some situations where they have the advantage, and we just got to play good, sound, fundamental football and do our best to execute them.
This was really strange to me, like really, really strange, because first of all, when you say legal sign stealing, that's kind of an oxymoron, because sign stealing means stealing.
Well, I mean, baseball has legal sign stealing.
But that's more gamesmanship. It's still...
I think that's what he's talking about here.
But no, he's trying to send a message here, because he also throws O'Connell and the Niners, all the other coaches under the bus as well.
Kevin O'Connell, Liam Cohen, Sean McVay.
Sean McVay is who I was thinking of. So when you say legal sign stealing, just saying that, the connotation is something is amiss here. You know, it's one thing to say scouting. Why don't they say he could have said they have a very advanced scouting department that can figure out what you're doing. But well, when you say sign stealing, that is definitely trying to send a message.
I don't know that, because again, he went further to like, it's legal, but you know, getting a feel for what their signs are so that they have an idea of what the call is and that they're best prepared. In fact, that was kind of Liam Cohen took an approach of, I'm not talking about that, but you know, you do what you can, you put a lot of hard work in to get yourself prepared to put the right, mm-hmm. you know, right, your guys in the right circumstances. I didn't think this is a big idea. I think because of the particular words, sign stealing it raises people's ears, especially because obviously when you talk about the Astros, but baseball in general, sign stealing is such a thing. I think that this is inherent. Like you're going to see if you can figure out, hey, what's that call?
Yeah.
What does that mean? So that maybe that gives me a leg up when I go up against you. I just found it interesting because he didn't make a big deal. Liam Cohen didn't seem to make it a big deal, but it really caught all of our ears on the outside looking in. I'm gonna be on the lookout though, because you're right. Like there's a couple of people that Saleh's played against a lot or coached mm-hmm. against a lot that makes me go, is there anything to this? I don't think it is, but
yeah.
I found it to be interesting to see that.
No, maybe it's just a bad choice of words, but you know, just using the word stealing immediately, you know, and I've seen some stories here today that, you know, other coordinators are sort of questioning why he would do that, et cetera. But I mean, you know, now they're playing, so we'll see.
Yeah, but I know some people jumped up and were like, oh, so all these coaches, these good coaches, apparently doing sign stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylee, you stealing any signs, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, you're in the loop here.
He's been there. He's been where associated.
Yeah, you would imagine. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. The mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday on Sports Radio 610, usually helmed by one Figgy Fig. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. Today is Bijani and B-Scott. But before we do that, we got to draft the weekend. We will do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.